It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for April 4th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is hair, spelled H-A-R-E. Hair is a verb that means to go swiftly, to tear, T-E-A-R. Here's the word used in a sentence from Bucket Nut by Liza Cody. I was just in time to see a feller in motorcycle gear pull away from the wire and run down the street, the dogs haired off after him. You're most likely familiar with Aesop's fable about the speedy hare and the plodding tortoise. The hare may have lost that race due to a tactical error, stopping to take a nap before reaching the finish line, but the long-eared mammal's overall reputation for swiftness remains intact. It's no surprise, then, that the word hare is used as a verb, meaning to move quickly. The noun hare, which refers in its most specific zoological sense to a member of the genus Lepus, whose young are usually able to hop a few minutes after birth, is a very old word. It first appeared as hara in a Latin Old English glossary around the year 700. The verb was in use by the end of the 19th century, and people have been haring off and haring about ever since. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.